And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
First of all, let me say I did visit the movie theater 3 days ago to watch the new PG-13 horror film, The Woman in the Yard, which only opened in theaters nationwide on March 28th. While The Woman in the Yard has some interesting visual moments, it borrows far too many ideas from other horror films to be notable, and the thematic ideas it does have can't even fill a full 90 minutes. So I'm not going to spend any more time reviewing this film, because I have something much more frightening and fun that I was lucky enough to catch earlier this year in a Salt Lake City theater. This other film is The Rule of Jenny Penn, which is no longer in theaters but is now available on select streaming platforms. Jeffrey Rush stars as an accomplished judge in New Zealand who suffers a stroke in a public courtroom and is sent to a nursing home to work on his recovery. While living at this nursing home, the intelligent, condescending judge notices another elderly resident who has all his physical faculties and might be using them to abuse the more helpless residents in secret. With an incompetent staff of nurses and caregivers and the disguise of a mental handicap by wearing a plastic puppet on his hand, this wild, energetic man goes unchecked, sneaking into residents' rooms, stealing their belongings, and brutally assaulting them, sometimes with deadly results. This horror film leans unexpectedly into thriller territory as the judge resolves to defeat the violent psychopath, pitting brawn against brain. The Rule of Jenny Penn is adapted from a short story by New Zealand author Owen Marshall, who evidently loves exploring the sinister side of human nature. I loved this film more than I ever expected I would. My heart was racing almost the entire time, and I left the theater being strongly reminded that horror has no age limit, and horror doesn't need to include blood and gore to scare viewers effectively. It isn't every day a film is set in a nursing home and manages to be as riveting as this, so remember this title if you want some believable shocks and spooks. New Zealand director and co-screenwriter James Ashcroft has only directed one other feature-length film before, but he creates a delicious tension in a tug-of-war between security and fear, between comfort and disturbance. Both Jeffrey Rush and his opposite, John Lithgow, give amazingly realistic performances and are the main reasons why The Rule of Jenny Penn is so great. Rush is quiet, worldly, and clever, with John Lithgow being loud, demented, and explosive. This film is so deeply affecting because it feels like a microcosm of how the world treats the elderly during an unsettling time when they are experiencing loss of all kinds, from mental deterioration to physical weakness. It also functions as an entertaining metaphor of the tyrannical rule of a dangerous dictator. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.